Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And very excited about having our good friend Lennox Cornwall back on the show. Lennox is he's a former banker, former investment banker, and corporate banker in another life. He had his own business consulting company when he lived in London, where he's from. He's now a franchise owner, a small business owner, just like you and me, living in the great state of West Virginia. He's the author of an outstanding book with a very important title and lots of good stuff inside, Embracing Failure, Your Key to Success. How about that? Failure, the key to success. Lennox Cornwall, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate being back.
It's good to have you back. So I love, as you know, and as my audience knows, I actually like talking about failure because I don't learn anything from my successes. When I hit a home run, I'm so smart, I'm so gifted, I'm such a genius that I spend all my time partying and I don't even think about why it worked. But when I fail, when I mess up, you know, it makes me slow down and say, "Whoa, maybe I'm not so smart," and I learn stuff. What do you think?
I think you're about right. I think that's the way we all are. And even though we've been through many successes and many failures, many home runs, you know, we still have the tendency to fall into that false sense of security when we do hit a home run. So it really is important not to dwell on failure, but to dwell on the benefits of failure.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you know, I think Lennox and my audience has heard me say this many times, failure is the harness mate of success. If your operation is, think of it as a wagon with a couple of horses out front. The one on the left is the nigh horse is success, and the off horse is failure, and they're side by side, and most of us are going to get a full dose of both in any given day, aren't we?
Without question. And, you know, there's something that some people talk about called the law of polarity. And what that basically says, Jim, is that if there's an up, there has to be a down. If there's an in, there has to be an out. If there's a left, there has to be a right. Now, I like to see failure as a coin. You know, you cannot have a coin that doesn't have a heads and a tail.
Right.
It's impossible. Otherwise, it is not a coin. They are absolutely essential. So failure and success truly do go hand in hand.
So one of the things I know you got on your mind today is the danger of getting too comfortable. So, you
Indeed.
Know, we've all of us have struggled, and we've had tough times, and then we kept working and putting one foot in front of the other, making a payment, on a piece of real estate or whatever. And one day the whole thing got paid for. But and when that happens, whenever you do actually emerge on the other side of a problem, and you can take a little bit of a breather, you're not telling us not to do that, are you? You're not telling us to celebrate, not to celebrate, right?
Breathing is good. I'm not suggesting that we don't breathe or we don't celebrate. Celebrate wins. I think that's really part of feeling successful and enjoying success. If we can't enjoy the successes that we have, what's the point? So if I give you a metaphor for what I mean, Jim, that may be very helpful for people to truly understand where I'm coming from. And that is that when you are too comfortable, you fall into what, you know, we call the comfort zone. And I like to explain the comfort zone as a zone in which it's like a bubble. If you imagine a bubble that is trapped in this torrent of water, the water's going crazy. You know, there are waves everywhere, crashing everywhere. At the front of the bubble in this torrent of water is what I like to call Territory A. Now, Territory A is fraught with progressive change. Businesses in Territory A are creating new products. They're paying the guys a lot of money. It's a very successful thing. They are riding the crest of change. Behind the bubble is Territory B. That is where there's a lot of regressive change going on. businesses in that territory are being taken over in a hostile way. They're going at it.
They're reacting.
And so on.
They're reacting, aren't they?
They're absolutely. The waves and the crashing that's going on in Territory A is obviously having an effect in Territory
Crisis
B.
Management.
Reacting. Absolutely. They're reacting to what's going on in Territory A, and they're too late. Now, in the bubble, which is in the middle of Territory A and Territory B, you feel cocooned in your little safe bubble, and the walls that are very, very fragile seem to be protective. But all it is the pinprick away from bursting and then keeping you into Territory B, where you don't want to be. So what I'm saying about getting too comfortable is that we live in a world of change, and none of us is going to change that. So we can either be the catalyst of change, or we can simply accept that change is going to happen to us. And when we do that and put our feet up for too long, we find that we are no longer relevant. There's a great guy called Jim Blasingame who wrote a phenomenal book called The Age of the Customer, which explains this better than anybody else can do that. So in order to stay relevant, you have to embrace change, and being comfortable, we don't do that.
Well, you know, and thank you for that, Lennox. The thing, though, that happens is sometimes we figure something out, and it starts working, and we say, "Hey, I'm onto something here," and we say, "Yeah, I can dine out on this for a while. I can take a breath," and that's what you're talking about when we're talking about getting comfortable. He's talking, folks, about when we think we've got something figured out. Well, the truth is, about the time you got something figured out, once you say, "I've got this figured out," you're probably already behind. Somebody else, exactly. Somewhere real close by is already launching the next great thing that's going to make what you think you got figured out irrelevant, as Lennox said. And that's the reason why the people who are successful, I think, today and sustain success are the ones who, while they're enjoying what they've got figured out, they're also developing what's next.
100%.
Yeah.
It truly is that way. And that you said what I've just said in a beautifully eloquent way. We're not competing in a vacuum. There are obviously other competitors out there. And I like to say, let's not compete, let's create.
I like that.
In the creative mode, we don't really care necessarily too much what the quote-unquote competition is doing. And creating is staying in touch with your customer, understanding what your customer really wants.
I need your website.
How they want it.
Lennox, I need your website.
LennoxCornwall.com.
All right. Two N's in the Lennox and two L's in Cornwall. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.